Welcome to Tiff Talks, a podcast dedicated to discussing all things related to dating, love, sex, and relationships. I'm your host, Tiffany. Let's talk. Okay, so welcome back, guys. I know it's been over a year since I sat down to record or had a new episode of the podcast, but and I will get into where I've been, what's been happening. That's actually the premise for this whole episode. It's kind of just a catch up and a life update. But yeah, so I actually wasn't going to record today. But I don't know, I woke up pretty early this morning. I woke up at like 5, maybe even 4. Yeah, I think it was 4 o'clock, and I was like, you know what? I think I'm gonna record an episode today. So here we are recording. So let's just get right on into things. Okay, so first of all, I just want to apologize in advance for the noise. Like I said, I wasn't planning on recording or anything like that. So I don't have anything formally set up or how I would usually plan to record. So this is going to be something that's 100% authentic and just raw. raw as you can get is the best way I could describe it. So yeah. Okay, so let's just delve right into the life update. So last year I was like, you know what, I want to start this podcast, and I started to record, but then life sort of just happened. So basically last year, so around March, I had gone away for a week. It wasn't anywhere far, I think, but I had gone away for like a little getaway, and it was cool. It was dope. I came back, and then I started a new job, I think, maybe like 2 or 3 weeks after that. But in the midst of that, I was dealing with some health issues. You know, I had had like strep throat, and I'd gotten sick. And then I want to say maybe 2 or 3 weeks into the new job. So this is maybe around like May or June. April or May. I started to not feel well. And I think I'm going to address this in a episode in itself. But I started to not feel well. And I had something pretty serious happen to me when I was at work, to the point where I had to leave. And I just been on my new job not even a week, maybe, I want to say. So I was like fresh and new, and you know, I called my mother. I ran, I think it was like to the bathroom or the hallway, and I was like, you know, something serious happened to me at work. I don't know what to do. I wasn't required to be there, but like I said, I was new, so I didn't want to just up and leave if I didn't have to. And she just so happened to be home that day, so she was like, can you stay, or is it something where you would have to go to the hospital? Now, I coincidentally worked maybe 2 or 3 blocks away from the hospital, so I could get there in like 5 minutes if I needed to. But it was serious, but then it wasn't so serious to where I didn't want to go to the hospital. So I wound up going to my boss, and she was very understanding. She was very alarmed, as, you know, most people would be. So I wound up leaving and going home. And what followed was just months and months and months of doctor's visits, and it was a lot. Last year was a lot. Health-wise, it was probably the worst year I think I'd ever had. So it started in April, or maybe even March, maybe the end of March, I want to say. All I remember is that I came back from my trip, and that's when all the health issues sort of started. I had maybe like a month where things were okay and not as serious, but it was still pretty bad. So yeah, that was all last year, and it was mentally, physically, like one of the hardest years I've ever had. And in the midst of that, aside from my health issues, I also had other things going on. I had like 2 root canals, and I've never had a root canal before, ever done in my life. I've had braces, I've had other dental issues, but I've never had a root canal. So in the midst of my health issues, I had 2 root canals, and again, I just started a new job. It was crazy. The new job changed, I want to say at the end of the year. Sorry, there are, I think, an ambulance or like a fire truck or something passing. But yeah, so I was really challenged a lot in 2019. Which again, I think I'll address my health issues in an episode all on its own, because it's pretty long. But in short, that was why I had to sort of just stop podcasting, along with, you know, other issues I was dealing with health-wise. I'd gotten sick a few times on top of the health issues, on top of the root canals. It was bad. I had to go to the ER, which I'd never had to go to the ER before. That was really scary. But then finally, so we fast forward a little bit to the end of December. So I'm like, okay, I'm scheduled to have a surgery that would hopefully fix some of the issues that I'd been having throughout the year. And it did. And I'm happy to say that so far, since my surgery, which was 2 weeks before Christmas, so I want to say it was like the 11th or something, I've been okay and good since then, which is great. But yeah, even last year Christmas, it was a little weird. A lot of family didn't show up, and we usually have Christmas Eve and Christmas, and it's usually not huge, but it's pretty big. So last year was just a weird year. And then 2020 comes, and we all know what happened in 2020, because we are still in 2020 and things are crazy. So 2020 comes, and the podcast has been on hiatus since last year. So I'm like, okay, maybe I'll be able to get back to it. And then I start not a new job, but sort of a new job, where it's further away. I have to travel further. So my time is getting eaten up by traveling because I don't have a car. So, and I'm dealing with, you know, the new job. And then March comes and everything gets shut down because of coronavirus. Along with that, there's other like familial things going on and things within my family that's going on. So the podcast obviously takes a back turn, and I like to record when there's nobody home. So I really wanted to record these past couple of months, but we had like a full house and nobody was leaving, and you know, we were all quarantined inside, so I wasn't able to record the way that I wanted. And sorry if I keep saying a lot. That's like one of my things that I need to work on. But so that happens, and then I want to say not even a month ago. Well, no, Mother's Day comes, and yeah, actually, I'm not even gonna address that because I think I want to save that for an episode in itself. But I'll just say that there was a death in my family, and the person is someone who I was very close with. So, and the death happened not even a month ago. So it's still very fresh and new. It's still fresh. It's still new. It's still something that I'm coping with and grieving and dealing with. So yeah, that has been what has been going on, and that is basically the gist of my absence from my podcast. But I am back. And like I said, I was not planning on recording today at all. But I said, you know what, Tiff? Now is as good a time as ever. I have a little bit more freedom now to record. Quarantine restrictions are lighter here, so not everybody is in the house. Mind you, there aren't that many people in the house. But now I have a little bit more freedom to record on certain days. So I wanted to just get this open and up and running rather versus being absent. I have missed you guys. I have missed recording, and I feel like now everybody has a damn podcast, which is fine because I love podcasts. I love listening to as many people as I can. But yeah, so this was just a life update and where the hell has Tiffany been this past year. So that's the gist of it. I had some really serious health issues last year, damn near the whole year. When I tell you, it started in March and it did not stop until December 11th. It did not stop until December. Like every few days, or maybe even a few weeks, there was something new that was happening and going on with my body. I literally look back because I started to journal. I have like a love-hate relationship with journaling and writing and stuff like that. I'm a writer. That's who I am. That's what I do. That's one of the things that I've always done. But last year, I needed another outlet. So I started journaling and writing a lot more. And at some point, I was looking back at some of the stuff I'd written, and I said, like, it felt like my body was literally broken because everything kept shutting down. When I tell you, I took so much blood last year. I took so much blood. I had to, every maybe 2 months, I was getting blood drawn, and I was fasting because, you know, they wanted to make sure. And yeah, so I was getting blood drawn. I had to get put on like 3 or 4, maybe even 5 different medications. At one point, I had like a pill case. And I had like 3 or 4 pills I was taking every single day. So it was just a lot. Like I said, that ER visit, that root canal. I even tried dating, which was a complete disaster because, oh my gosh, I went on one date, and it was a mess. So yeah, and then this year with obviously the pandemic and, you know, my job changing and the death of my family, which is the most recent thing, and it's tough. That part, I will say, is tough, but I am back, and I think that, I mean, I guess we'll just see how this goes. I'm excited to be back. I can't wait. I have so many ideas, things to talk about. But yeah, so I just wanted to give you guys an update and let you know that I'm still here. I will still be recording and doing my podcast. And thank you for those who have listened, have taken the time to listen, to stick by me. And thank you to those who have personally reached out to me recently in regards to the death in my family. And thank you for your condolences and for being there. I know I could be a lot. That is without a doubt. So I appreciate those people who have stuck by me. And even though I know I get on everybody's nerves with my own neuroses and issues and things, I really appreciate it. So, yeah, I think that pretty much is it for this episode. I didn't really plan for it to be anything else than to just let you guys know that I'm here, I'm back, where the hell I've been, what's been going on. And like I said, I will address those things and touch base in a later episode, because those are two, my health issues last year and then the loss of my family this year were two really big things and reasons for my absence. And I just feel like those are two things that need its own episode, especially the health issues that I had last year. So I want that to be a more formal episode. So yeah, that's basically it. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye. All right, y'all, that completes this episode of Tip Talks. I hope you all enjoyed and took away something from this talk. If you liked this podcast, please be sure to leave me a message or a comment and share with a friend. Thank you so much for listening and your support, and I'll talk to you all next time. Bye.